Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hey there, travelers. Welcome back to See the World with Ajala Nene. It's time for another edition of Wanderlust Wonder, where we spotlight breathtaking destinations across Africa and beyond. Buckle up, because today's adventure is one for the books. So our spotlight today is Mabila Plateau, Taraba State, Nigeria. Nested in the clouds, the Mabila Plateau is Nigeria's highest point of serenity. Picture rolling green hills, misty mornings, and tea plantations stretching as far as the eyes can see. Yep, this highland paradise offers cool weather, breathtaking landscapes, and a chance to unplug from the world. Whether you're hiking through luxurious valleys or sipping local grown tea, Mabila is nature's perfect retreat. Ekaabo! Welcome, welcome, welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. And today, I have one of my, like, we call it Yoruba, aburos. One of the young guys who is making waves now in the tourism space. Very proud of him, Sha. Though I should not be saying that. He just annoyed me without him. All right, so Ayo Bami is a dynamic business leader and travel tech strategist dedicated to revolutionizing the travel experience for Africans. As the COO is Chief Operating Officer of Tramango.com. Mm-hmm. He plays a pivotal role in driving the company's strategic growth, product innovation, and market expansion across Africa. With a strong background in business strategy, marketing, and operations, Ayo Bami has successfully led initiatives that enhance customer experience, revenue growth, I like that one, and digital transformation in the travel space. His expertise is leveraging AI and data analytics, which has positioned Tramango as a key player in the evolution travel tech space. So, how do I say this? For your information, we both went to the same university. Mm-hmm. What set are you against it? You can't remember your set. I will report you to your people if you don't do that now.
Peculiar set, 2019.
That's 2019. Yeah. 2007.
That's OGs now. Dinosaurs.
Proud dinosaurs. Sorry about me. Why the travel space? I know you were into content creation. And by the way, guys, he's a foodie. Mm-hmm. He goes around eating food.
I love food so much.
And he's a chef. Yes, he's a chef too.
Yes, I'm a chef.
So they call him the black chef. Yes. The black billionaire chef. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you making the billions?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and you're not share with me?
I'll share, don't worry.
And the koala family? I'll report you.
We'll do everything.
So why the travel space?
Okay, travel space for me, is something I'm passionate about. Yeah, okay. Something that I grew up loving. So travel for me is a form of escape. Yeah, something that's a form of escape, gives me normalcy. It's some sort of organized chaos for me too.
Why organized chaos? What do you mean?
So, leaving my space to have a feel of a different experience can be chaotic because of its deviation from what you would normally experience.
Okay.
Yeah, when you go to a new space, having a touch of how people, their culture is a deviation from what you would normally do, right? So, it can be chaotic, taking a new experience, but it's organized because of what you get from it. Right. Okay. So my experience in travel, my journey in travel started with my mom. Like my mom was always taking me everywhere she was going to. My mom is well traveled. My mom is a businesswoman too.
Okay.
Go to different trips. So it fascinated me going to different places. We had to eat different things, see different culture from when I was young. So From there, I just love travel, and it grew up to something I'm passionate about, mm-hmm. something I want to like make a change in, and something that's therapeutic for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, so it's beyond anything around business. Like my business is just because of what about me trying to make money from something I'm passionate
yeah.
about. Left to me, if I was even making money from travel, if I was a different businessman, mm-hmm. I'm sure large chunk of my money will still go to travel.
Okay. So I know, like I said, you first started as a content creator, the Black Billionaire Chef.
Yes.
So from there, how did you transit into your company, Tramango?
Okay, so even before we started Tramango, my content creation was basically two things, about food and about travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I share recipes, then I grew to showing people different cuisines when I travel, mm-hmm. like different types of food when I travel.
Yeah, you
right?
speak about water.
Yeah, exactly. I was growing, right? I need to fend for myself.
Yeah, becoming an adult.
Exactly. I need to fend for myself. I need to put structure. I need to make effect in things I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't make effect in things I'm passionate about without having like a structure mm-hmm. around it, which mm-hmm. is a business, right? That's why Tramango is not just there's the business part plus the advocacy part, plus it grew from the experience I had while I was traveling. Like there was good parts, that's why I shared on Instagram, mm-hmm. my social media,
but
there was
scenes.
The bad part, right? The bad part behind the experience I have with my passport, the yeah. experience I have in the border.
Sorry to cut you there. I can yeah. see in your bio, you said a strong advocate for passport freedom and equal travel access. He's committed to driving meaningful conversations and solutions that empower African travel. Exactly. Now let's talk about Alma now,
yeah.
who's also an eagle.
Exactly.
She went to 7 continents in 71 days. She couldn't make it 70
hours,
days.
Yeah.
71 hours, and she couldn't make the 70, but she did a great job.
Yes.
Based on that, what she has done, because she has shared a lot of problems she's had with our
Definitely.
Beautiful green Nigerian passport. You reach. How has your advocacy been able to like shed more light on this?
Okay, so because of where we come from, because of this part of the world,
our beautiful country,
yes,
yeah,
it's difficult to kickstart advocacy without influence.
True.
Right? And it's difficult to kickstart advocacy without a structure,
mm-hmm.
which is what Alma decided to do.
Yeah,
Alma is kickstarting advocacy using our influence, mm-hmm. using our numbers, mm-hmm. right? So
mm-hmm.
that's the same thing we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big table you need to get on to change these policies.
Yeah,
you won't get on the tables that change the policies without being a figure by your influence or by your product.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying
to be one
do.
Of those products
exactly.
or your influence.
So from our side, yeah, is the business.
Okay.
We as a business, yeah, when we get on the table where decisions are made, mm-hmm. or where policies are made, mm-hmm. right? When you want to make travel policies, when you are talking about the top travel tech companies, this guy making waves in travel, you have to just call us,
mm-hmm.
which gives us the right to influence changes in this sector.
So you're part of the NESG group, that's Nigerian Economic Summit group.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Have you been able to, with your platform, shared any, like I know there's a section in the policy where we're talking about digitalization,
yes,
and of course promoting tourism as well as our passport. Have you been able to do anything with that platform yet based on what you guys are doing?
Okay, yeah, so the NESG, right, is a very strong platform for contributing your voice, right?
Mm.
That's why earlier in the year there were some products and we reached out to the company and saying some of these things can actually be digitalized. That's
mm-hmm.
our contribution to mm-hmm. the policies there. Some of our policies that exist now in Africa is the effects we have now is because of when they were developing these policies, some sort of extent of sustainability was not put in. That's
yes.
why some of the things cannot be digitalized.
Exactly.
And that's what causes some very terrible approach in our framework, which is why people like us that run a travel tech company, is our work to say, you know what, here, yeah, these are the policies our fathers brought here. We're going to transform these policies, digitalize them, making sure they can be scalable.
Yes.
That's what we call scalable in tech place. Meaning, if you build a product for one, you should be able to build the product and make sure it's scalable. Meaning, if 100 people come, the system is not stressed.
Mm.
That's what we have now. That's why you see some of our visa policies or our visa approach is very terrible. You need to fill in manual documents, all those things. Let's forget
like
about
old
the...
school style.
Yes, let's forget about our very bad index of our passport. What about even inside Africa, how our processes? Yeah,
in fact, it's hard for Africans to even explore Africa. Like, but it's easier for the outside world to explore.
Yeah, that one is our African problem. we're Africans, we really don't like ourselves. Yeah, but we like white folks coming here, which is one issue.
That so how have. Do you think you can solve that?
So that's the thing. Going back to the big table, I'll give an example. Yeah, last month we were in a meeting with some representative from the ministry of the minister Boson Leeds. That's okay. The innovation, the economy, digital economy. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Digital
so, economy.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in a meeting and everybody was talking about PAPS. Yeah, and we're the only travel guys there. And all the conversation was drifted towards fintech money. And they asked for us to speak. And I stood up, I asked them one question. While we're talking about PAPS, PAPS is the process that allows you to transfer money within different African countries, which is something we've been lacking. Because
serious gateway issue now. Exactly. Because financial platforms.
When I go to Benin, I have to go to the border to change money.
But why?
Exactly. So the framework is on. Some banks are signing up. Some countries are late to sign up. But we're like, okay, now everybody's talking about PAPS. Yeah. What about if we talk about the one African passport? Why is there not so much advocacy on African passport? Why can't we have a policy that's like Schengen, guys, that makes you travel to almost 20 countries here? And we go back and we say, okay, good. They look at us. Oh, these guys are talking about travel. These are probably the guys talking about travel tech here and
so, that. So tell me the other tech travel companies we have. I don't want to mention their names. But not there.
No, we're the only travel guys that were there. Hi. We're two travel companies, one travel tech company, but we're the only ones that spoke about the fact that we need to draw attention to that. That changed a lot of things. If I can move faster, if I can move quicker within Africa, better trade, better money, better tourism. Yeah, because most people not travel to African countries are not traveling because of how hectic it can be even traveling within Africa. One, how expensive it can be.
Yeah.
You travel to some costs from here to Accra can be equal to
going to Dubai.
Yeah, why is that?
And going to Zimbabwe from here is like you're going to United States.
Exactly. We you see a lot of issues there. Infrastructure, policies, the framework, digitalization. Mm-hmm. That's where we come in. That's what we're advocating for.
So if someone asks you what is Tramango all about, what would you say?
Okay, so why travel tech company building travel solutions that make travel seamless for Africans. Wow. Building for Africans, really.
So your target market are Africans for Africa.
Yes, because of we know Africa is so beautiful, and we know that travel is a right for Africans. Yeah, travel for Africans is treated like a privilege, right? It's a right. We should be able to move around freely. So we thought about it. Build products that make even travel seamless while we double our effort on advocacy. So we're not going to advocate and there's no channel for people
to
travel.
Show. Yeah, you know, you're talking and it's action.
We're doing so. We're building the tech solutions that make travel easy while we're advocating that Africans need to travel better. We need to have some sort of passport freedom. The dignity around our passport has to change.
Oh, yes.
We need better treatment. So as we do that, doing the talk, sitting on the table, policies.
You're creating the products, exactly. And the services so that
it's expensive, right? But it's a contribution. Like sometime this week, we have another meeting with the minister. We're telling him, oh, this needs to be done around travel. Please, as we're talking about fintech, talking about health tech,
talk about travel
is a big business. See what the Dirty billions, December did.
Yeah.
The Dirty December scaled thus some sort of percent of the real reports. People don't know the real numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we don't. I know. I had the privilege to have the report because I know that the Lagos State and Tourism, Mr. Idris,
the special
advisor to Lagos State Government on Tourism, he got a company to actually do the research. And I looked at the report, I was like, wow, this may not even be the accurate. I know they tried, but you could tell that there was more to it. And if you look at the numbers,
Ayebami,
the money.
That's
just Lagos made, just for, and not just whole of Lagos, just part of Lagos.
Yes, because on that report, they had some little bits.
Yeah, a little bit of Ikeja, Ikoyi. Yeah. They used the more of the highbrow space because you know a lot of people came from abroad, diaspora people, and that's where they all stay. So you can imagine that.
Okay. Imagine that in 36 states. Look at the jobs. Look at the money.
Because every state has a tourist.
Everywhere. Go to Niger, everywhere.
Everywhere. So you can imagine if you take this serious.
Look at the ripple down to the local economy. Look at the guys within the tourist attractions, what they get. Look at infrastructure. Look at foreign direct investment. There are a lot of opportunities in tourism that the government needs to look at. Travel. really. And these things, nobody will make so much noise if we don't make
we
noise.
The people that are in the industry.
So we need to move from those traveling, sharing content. We need to move to the advocacy. But that's why I really envy Alma, right? Because she brought the light to something I've been trying to make people look at. Now people are now coming out to see their stories.
Like you said, sometimes for you to get the attention of the people that will make things happen, you have to go the long way. Like, definitely. She's trying to break the Guinness Book. Definitely. You know, she need, sometimes you just need to do that to get the attention of the right people, because you may have the passion, but the people that will have the money and the opportunity to make it happen,
that can take your voice to the right place,
they have to see that you're serious.
Definitely.
All right, so just to wrap up this part of your business, what else do you need us to know about Tramango so that we can support you in our own little way or buy from you or use your service?
Okay, so Tramango.com, we have best flights, travel insurance. We have a couple of
best flights. Are you sure?
Definitely. Okay, anytime. We have other products coming, really, from next quarter. Some products to make people even earn when they travel, some products to support businesses.
Oh, so you have referral,
Referral,
so you can make
some products to support businesses. Some products we are very passionate about supporting other travel businesses too, because we started from somewhere. We know how it can be to be our travel sector here is so unstructured, so we've had experience, so we're trying to like structure something so people can go into travel business and earn money and put money back into the economy, like jobs and everything. So more products like to support all of those things. So just support us anywhere you see our business, talk about our business, buy from us, so we have revenue to even push things aside, even the product for advocacy.
Okay, you guys say you guys have good customer service. Yes,
definitely.
If it's not good, then
no, Dev, that's everybody knows about that.
All right, so just to finish up, let's get into something else.
Okay,
what's your favorite destination in Nigeria that you advise, in Nigeria and Africa, that you advise people to go and see? One
in Nigeria,
yes, and one in Africa.
Okay, I like Jos.
Why Jos?
I like the fact that I can be deceived that I'm not in Nigeria. I like the resort at Jos.
Which one?
I forgot the name. Ray. There's a resort I just always go to.
Okay.
Yes, so I like Rayfield.
Okay, Rayfield.
I like the resort I just in Africa. I love Accra. I've gone there.
Wow. Everybody knows. Really? Our cousins.
Yes. I feel like I'm in Nigeria, but not in
Nigeria.
An organized Nigeria. Let me put it that way.
Don't let our Lagos people and our Nigeria will call for you. All right. So what are three things people don't know about you?
First thing first, I don't eat any food. I don't have a favorite food.
Oh, well, you're a chef, so and you like to make... If you see the kwashoko these guys make sometimes, all the concussions he does, when you look at it, you want to eat it.
Yes, then, second thing, I'm very shy, but people don't know. Yeah, that's the thing, people don't know.
Kami, come and see your picking here. He said he's shy.
I'm very shy. And what again? One more thing.
Give me about that.
Okay, I wear size 45. My legs are very big. You see now, people don't know.
Be cool. All right. I know you're part of our Koala community. That's Common University Alumni Association. Sorry, we're very proud Eagles.
Yes.
I know we have our travel and tourism group. Yes, part of it too.
Definitely.
Please, when are we planning our next travel? Koala community.
We should have one this year.
I beg.
Even if it's a local.
Even if it's just to go to Abeokuta.
That's not bad.
Enter train.
Yes.
Go and come back.
That's not
bad. So please, we're saying it here on the podcast. Guys, we need to do our hangouts. And all about me, you're the one that's organizing it for us.
I don't mind.
Tramango will be the one to support, will be our sponsor.
That's I'll tell my guys.
Better tell your guys. All right. Any last words?
Any last word? Support travel. Yeah. Support travel. Patronize travel brand,
if you're a local brand.
Local travel brands. When you go to tourist places, buy a local product. Anytime I travel anywhere, I make sure I buy a local product. Sometimes it's not like I really want it, but that's a way to give back to the support, local community, right? Support travel tech companies. Speak for travel. Really, speak for travel. Try to effect change. As a travel brand, speak for travel. As a traveler, speak good about Africa where you travel to. Share great African contents here. That's something that's helped us in this last year. The number of travel contents has influenced a lot of purchase decisions. So trouble travel tech companies, speak for travel. This too is a good way to speak to the government guys. Government guys, speak to us. We have a lot of great ideas to transform travel, transform tourism. So speak to us. Partner with us, really, because the government owns like the properties, the land, everything.
Yeah, they own the infrastructure.
Exactly.
We just have the ideas.
Yeah, so speak to us. Let's make it happen. Let's make more change, really.
So normally, I also like to ask a question. What would you say to those of you coming into the industry, those who are like entering new, And those of us already there that have been there for like say 10 years and our veterans, what advice you have for each of them? Let's make them short. For those of us coming into industry, those of us who've been there and our veterans.
Okay, so for people coming to industry, just enjoy yourself, tap into what you really love so that you don't get bored.
Exactly.
Really. for the mid-level guys.
We people.
try to do things like this, really. That's
collaboration, partnership,
knowledge sharing, really. Yeah. So you can have a touch of what the new guys have. And for the veterans, please put us on those tables where we can actually make changes. Don't gatekeep these connections, really, because you don't gatekeep. Take us there and fuse with us so that we can share those ideas, digitalize all those great things you've done for the travel industry, so we can take it to the next level, really.
All right. How about me? Chef. Billionaire, black billionaire, V.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank
and I wish Framango all the best.
Thanks.
Hopefully, I hope to see you doing more, especially with platforms like NESG, so that we can actually put these things that we need to make our industry
grow. Definitely, we'll be happy to do that.
Thank you. All right, guys. In the next edition, see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.